KX935 is Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm absolutely, I believe the word is stoked to have a band in the studio. I love having a band in the studio. And here they are, the So So Glows. Got, you can say hello en masse if you want.
Hello.
Yo, what up?
Hello, got
what's
Zach
up?
Here.
What up?
Zach Staggers. We've got Ryan Levine. Yeah. We've got Alex Levine. I'm reading this off a piece of paper, you can tell, can't you? And Matt Elkin is down here on the corner of the desk. Thanks for coming in, you fellas.
You're welcome.
Yo, thanks for having us.
Where were you last night?
LA. Last night, Los Angeles.
Fonda Theatre.
At the Fonda Theatre.
Yeah.
And you little, you look a bit, do you know the English word knackered?
Yeah.
You know what that means? You look a
very
bit knackered,
familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. But that's cool, thanks. I'm glad you came in, so nice of you. I know it's very early and all that stuff. How was the gig last night?
It was good. Great. It was killer.
Excited so, about playing in Pomona tonight.
You ah, that's right, you are in Pomona tonight, and it's the same tour.
Yeah.
The same bands, you've got the Front Bottoms on that tour.
That's right,
correct.
Who else? Say Anything.
Yeah.
Somebody else on
you
the
Blew It.
You Blew It is the right as the opener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
What a laugh. How fun is that?
Yeah, it's four bands every night. It's like, it's a fun night.
That's killer. And the crowd's good?
Great.
Oh, yeah. Crowds are great. Crowds are going nuts.
But what do people expect from the show? You, like, obviously, today you're going to play for us like acoustic guitars, but it's not that kind of show, is it? You're not a coffee shop band.
No, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
That's punk rock and roll.
So. Yeah.
We
yeah.
play pop songs and then we get our instruments and turn them up really loud and then they, and then with our not technical skills, it turns out to be punk rock in the end.
That's, well, that's what's refreshing about punk rock. How do you get into punk rock? So nice Jewish boys from Brooklyn. Come on, what are you?
Just well, kind of trip and fall on the street.
Same way everyone does, like, you know, either your parents get divorced or you have some form of, you know, adversity you need to rise above, and you come together and you make some music in the face of it all. I think that's how our band started when we were young kids. All of us in the band are products of, you know, divorce at a young age, and we started a little gang. That's the way it goes.
So the sort of feeling of being maybe sort of marginalized, maligned, whatever, and you come together, now you're a community.
That's
everybody's
right,
teaching for, look, you're right.
I
can see that.
Isn't that what everyone's trying to do?
So you guys were not, you guys from the wrong sort of part, are you guys, like the Jewish communities around the world, I'm part of one myself, and was much maligned, and my parents were divorced when I was five and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So I can relate to this thing. It's very interesting to me. So the Jewish community is a certain thing, and there's a certain wealth and a certain kind of way of doing mm-hmm. things. And if you don't feel part of that thing, tend to rebel. And music's a great way of doing it. Am I getting this right?
I don't think. I mean, I wasn't part of a Jewish community at all.
Yeah.
I grew up where I grew up. I was like one of like three Jewish people.
That's the same way we were too.
Yeah, well, we grew up.
There
was
no community
in the beginning. all the places we lived were kind of mostly Irish and Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to South Brooklyn. Is like the movie Saturday Night Fever.
Like,
you seen that?
Is that really? Yeah,
that's where we grew up.
Like Macho then, you know, Men kind of thing, hairy chests and all that.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen my chest?
Yep. He got some hair on his chest.
Computers in the way. But yeah.
It's a little early for that, mate. Will you play us a song?
Yeah, we can play a song.
We can do that.
Play a song. We'll talk about
it. I like this. What is this?
This is that.
This music.
Powers.
It's Austin Powers.
Oh, we love it. We love it.
It's groovy.
There you are.
Yeah.
Do I know you?
Yeah.
No, but there you are.
You probably know more lines from that film than I do. Right, go ahead, play a song,
Miss
mate.
Miss Kensington has long since retired.
This is Mr. Kensington's daughter.
Let me just hear it. Yeah.
Well, we're going to play an American song now.
This all is for all your Americans.
I add this to your American anthems.
Sons and daughters of America.
Let's do it.
I was sitting safe inside my bedroom walls. It wasn't 1990 at all, but the future seemed to be just floating, and every day feel like the last. I think I'm living in the past. The other half moved too fast. Thin TV, ice watch, ice coffee, malt liquor, malt ice cream. I need a condo in the country, a white fence around the city. Don't it pay to be so free? I'm a son of an American. That's no lie. Sun's brighter than it's ever been. Why ain't I? 'Cause I'm a son of an American. That's why. Don't wanna hear about it ever again. To the ball game, I wanna sit in the stands and scream. I wanna root for the losing team. Like that day, the stadium was Shea, and I lived in a rally cap, and the underdog would say, I'm a son of an American. That's no lie. The sun's brighter than it's ever been. Why ain't I? 'Cause I'm a son of an American. That's why. Don't wanna hear about it. You know I tried and tried, but I can't hide. What I am is an American, and all the kids overseas can't never know freedom quite like me. So give me Thin Girl, Thin TV, Ice Watch, Ice Coffee, more liquor, more ice cream, 'cause I'm a son of an American. That's no lie. Sun's brighter than it's Why ain't I? 'Cause I'm a son of an American. That's why I don't wanna hear about it ever again.
America,
thank you.
I've got, so, you know, some DJs like to do a little bit of clapping at the end. It all sounds stupid, so I like to do full on.
Yeah.
You get the
thank
full.
Thank you very much.
You get the crowd, yeah.
Thank you, son.
It's such happy music. I must say. Oh, and there's another one. Another. Did you hear the siren going through when you
perfect.
Were playing?
Was
Wasn't
perfect.
It great?
Yeah, that's good.
It was like an instant bridge.
Yeah, right, they come after us.
Playing your tune.
They don't like dissent. They don't like subversive pop music in America.
Well, you know what? You call it subversive pop, and there's certainly an irony to it, and you're obviously saying with the son of the American, I mean, that's not, you know, that's you don't sound like Ted Nugent when you say that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a certain irony to the lyric, but it's such happy music.
Yeah.
Makes me smile.
I think every good American anthem should be a little bit sarcastic and at the same time poking fun at American culture and embracing it. You know, that's the point.
Very healthy.
Yeah.
Actually.
You got to do it.
Yeah. Very healthy stuff. Can't just, you know, I hear a lot of that. Because I obviously a British guy comes over here and starts slagging off the American government. People are like, well, you know, go home.
Yeah.
They just don't get it.
I think a lot of British bands did the same thing. You know, the Kinks, I think, are a great example of that. Kind of like putting it right in your face and also critiquing it. And embracing at the same time. Arthur, The Decline and Fall of the British Empire, that record is just...
Right, no, it totally
social
is.
Social commentary.
Yeah. Other bands like Small Faces did it back in the 60s. Totally. Yeah. It was way before punk.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of being able to say... Is it that thing of being able to say, I love my country, but sometimes it makes horrible mistakes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's for sure.
I mean, that's what America's about. It's about... That's what patriotism is about, really.
Being able to say that.
Yeah.
And a funny thing is also that British stuff, a lot came from... you know, disillusionment with visiting America, like touring in America.
Yeah.
All these bands didn't want to come here, so, you know, they turned inward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that includes Blur, you know. They didn't make it over here, and then their shit got a lot more Arthur.
Right. No, I can totally see that.
More Village Green, too.
Well, also, the other thing is about that sort of thing of that punk came along at the time when I remember it anyway. these bands became so top heavy, the Pink Floyds and Supertramps and the Eagles, God forbid, of this world, that just, you know, there was certainly a backlash.
Yeah, well, there always needs to be.
Yeah. You want to play another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Want to do...
I kind of want to do Love. Feels California.
I think we should do Everything Revival, and if we got time, maybe we can do it.
Yeah, yeah, you can. Yeah, you see, you wouldn't get this from the Eagles. Oh, they'd know exactly what they were doing if they were coming in.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they knew exactly what they were
Eagles. When you're ready, guys. It's the So So Glows on KX 93.5. We are Laguna's only FM radio station.
What?
Broadcasting since 2012 as I waffle on. And just when, guys, you know what you're doing?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Everything Revival.
Cool. It's on Blowout. It's on the new record.
Great. I want to talk about that in a minute, the record for sure.
Are we still in tune? Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Let me start this one.
Up at your party, I heard the latest trend. You wanted everybody there to be a friend. I listened to your story about the aftermodern, feeling like it's fun to win and to pretend. Tell me though, do you really wanna know what happens? I'll be a buzzbin fly, just living to die. But I don't wanna be the guy to say whatever, never mind. Here today, gone tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. Here we go. Now that the part is done and we're both on our own, do you feel a bit cheated now that we're living safe and sober? The 1990s over. Stop me if I am repeating. Yeah, man, back when you were king, you had new friends. Now that you're not, see how they pass you by. But I don't wanna be the guy to say whatever, never mind. Here today, gone tomorrow. American assembly line. He was on our side of the last world war. Just today he up and died. Hey, Mr. New York Times, there go a million more. Now that the party's done and we're both on our own, do you feel a bit cheated? Now we go to sleep in our own bed sheets, individually keep dreaming. Oh, tell me though, do you really space to die and occupy? But I don't wanna. I don't wanna be that guy who got ADD between his thighs, standing on the corner lying, just standing on the corner trying. Or looking at the internet dial fly, refresh the page and a thousand years go in my eyes. Tomorrow.
So good. So good. I didn't want to do the clapping on it again. I thought it'd be a bit boring. So I've got some ululation going in the background.
The Beatles actually just walked into the studio.
No, these are African women screaming. Supposed to be, anyway. It really sound like it.
Wow.
The So-So Glows, deceptively simple music, beautifully passionate, just completely great. So glad you could make it in 2 days. Tell us about the new record.
We got this new record called Blowout.
Blowout. It's a flat tire. It's a victory for the underdog. It's a New York haircut. It's a bomb explosion. It's a party. What else? It's a sale. I don't know. It's a million things. Yeah. It's a blowout.
It's a CD that's available online, hopefully.
It's a hootenanny.
It's also that.
It's a hootenanny.
Cool. Are you, where can people get this record right now? Everywhere.
SoSoGlows.com.
All right. That's good to know.
Yeah, and buy direct. Support your local grocer.
Support your local grocery.
Farm to table. We're a farm to table band.
Local glossary, surely.
Organic music.
Where are you playing tonight?
Protein. The Glass Free. House in Pomona.
The Glass House in Pomona. And then there's some gigs coming up. I want to talk to you about this. You've got a million gigs coming up, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you've got tons of stuff. I'm looking online here. Your itinerary is insane.
Let us know, because we don't really know.
Oh, mate, it's going to be crazy. After this, after America, you're Canada, back to New York. That'll be a hell of a gig.
Oh,
and
true,
then. Holland, isn't that weird?
Yeah, with Hold Steady out in Europe. We're going to be in Holland, Germany, France, and England.
It's like all of October. Hitting the UK, hitting your parts.
You are hitting my parts. In fact, you're going to Leeds.
We're hitting your parts.
Playing the cockpit.
And you've been to Leeds before.
Yeah, a couple times.
That's very...
We're hitting your parts, man. We're playing the cockpit.
Nicely done. I've never been to the cockpit. It must be a new gig. It says the cockpit 3. Yeah. There must be 3 of them.
Yeah, the third one's like the really small.
Right, it's the top one, yeah.
I don't know.
So the record, where did you make the record?
We made the record, we recorded in Philadelphia, yeah.
The city of brotherly love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't afford the city of New York.
How long does it take to make a punk record like this?
20 days in the studio. We recorded it, but we spanned it out over time. We took a long time writing the songs. So.
We all had to work, so we were like recording on long weekends. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you all do for a living?
We're trying to do this.
No, I mean, when you say we had to work, it just sounds like, oh, we all had to go lay tile for the week, you know.
Yeah, we're doing basically that.
My brother's got a restaurant, so I just, you know.
Well, we did that construction.
We do construction.
So-So Glow's moving company.
We do demolition.
Demolition.
You know, retail, demolition, moving jobs.
Upholstery, all sorts of stuff.
Is any of this true? this can't be true.
What's
that movie? I'm Your Worst Nightmare. I'm a Jew with tools.
The funniest part. it's all true.
I might be the only guy in a band that knows how to install drop ceiling.
Yep.
A drop ceiling.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. That's a hard thing to do. You can't do it on your own.
Nah, it's a two-person job for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You got to hold up the thing and do the thing. Did you want to play another song live, or did you want me to go to the thing?
Whatever you want, man.
Yeah, we could do whatever.
Zach's going, no, he's going like, he's doing the, no, cut it short thing. all right, I'll tell you what, let's just talk about the gigs. The gigs, you've got Stiff Little Fingers coming up, and I'm just totally jealous of that, to meet those
legendary guys.
Legendary
band.
I wish it could be longer with them.
How many gigs you got with them?
I don't know, like 10 maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of gigs. You'll get to know them quite well. I'm sure they're great guys.
Yeah.
They were like just... They were the greatest punk band to me.
Hellfest, man.
Also, with this UK tour, we're going to hit Ireland for the first time.
Oh, really?
Which is cool.
Are you going to the north of Ireland?
Yeah, Dublin
as well.
And Belfast.
Fantastic. You're going to have a brilliant time.
Can't wait.
Man, So-So Glows are touring with Say Anything in the front bottoms right now, then the whole Steady later on in the year. Stiff Little Fingers. Enjoy the moment, boys, because this is incredible times for you.
You can also catch us at Lollapalooza this year.
Oh, in Chicago?
Yeah, we're playing Chicago.
Wow.
Eminem, son.
Yeah, opening for Eminem.
Great. Well, listen, you're going to have a ball. And things are really breaking out for you a little bit. There's, you know, we're hearing a lot more about you, although we've been playing your music for a long time.
Thanks for the support.
Thank you, guys.
Station. You, no, we love you here. And, all right, I'm going to play Lost Weekend. Because we like that a lot. And thanks for showing up and doing this so early in the morning.
Thanks for having us, Saul.
Zach, Ryan, Alex, Matt, the So So Glows. Fantastic. You guys sound incredible. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks.